Is BlackBerry's big shift to software paying off?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. BlackBerry posted better-than-expected third-quarter results this week, possibly proving it is making some progress in its big transformation into a software and services company. This is after officially closing up shop on in-house manufacturing of smartphones. The company's software revenue jumped to $160 million in the 3 months that ended November 30th, while hardware sales plummeted, not a shocker. Shares of BlackBerry fell 3% Tuesday after the company made the announcement that sales fell short of expectations. Earlier this month, BlackBerry also said it would do some revamping in its mobile security software. It's also been hard at work with its push into the driverless car realm. At times, it's hard to believe BlackBerry once completely dominated the smartphone market, but since the introduction of iPhones and Android devices, BlackBerry has seen better days. It's down, but not out, and perhaps this push to the software business space is still a solid plan B. Let's get the latest on this. Back with a Tech News Briefing is MarketWatch reporter Jen Booten. Welcome back, Jen.
Hey.
So BlackBerry posted an adjusted profit that beat expectations. Point blank, how did the company do?
They did beat expectations, only on their bottom line though. So pretty much they cut costs, so they were able to come in slightly ahead. But that didn't have anything to do with their sales. Their sales actually declined pretty significantly year over year, mostly because they got rid of their device business.
Right, and that's the key element of what we're talking about here. So I guess it's been about a year, right, that they've shifted toward software and business services. Mm-hmm. How has that been going for them?
Right. Well, so actually, it's been about a year since they maybe started this whole software initiative, but really it was September when they said we're outright cutting out hardware altogether. So they've been on this transition for a couple of years now, and most of that has been building up their driverless car technology, which is QNX, and they have really good security software. So all of that's been something that has been in the works for a while. For example, QNX has been, and they've had a car at CES for several years, but it was finally this past September where they said, you know what, we're not even going to make our own devices anymore. So they just booted software. I mean,
that's smartphones. Right. I guess it was as early or as recent as September, now that you think about it.
That it's been that, right?
So that kind of puts it into perspective, though. Can we maybe give them some time, perhaps? Maybe that's where we should go with this.
Yeah, I think we could give them some time. If you actually take out a benefit that they had last year that disproportionately affected last year's earnings results, they would have actually recorded a better-than-expected increase in sales. So, yeah, we're kind of going through these growing pains, so to speak. And even though sales declined pretty significantly, they did increase for its software business. So that's the important piece here. Keep in mind, though, that that's still their revenue is still so far below some of the major heavyweights that are also trying to do the exact same thing, that are mm-hmm. trying to shift this focus, such as Apple, which has been trying to shift the focus to software. Of course, Apple makes ton of money from its iPhone, and it's not going to discontinue that anytime soon. But we should give them a little bit of time to kind of work it out. That said, their shares are down pretty significantly this year.
Yeah, and, you know, smartphones obviously aren't going anywhere, but, you know, the market isn't booming like it has been in a couple of years past. Do you think smartphone-based companies, like you said, you mentioned Apple is getting in on the game, but do you think we can expect to see more of that as things roll out future tense?
Yeah, no, definitely, because I mean, IDC, one of the leading trackers of this technology, of these trends, said that I believe smartphone sales globally are supposed to only increase 0.6% this year. That's such a decline from last year where they were up over 10%. So that's been a trend that's been going on for several years now, mostly because most of the developed markets are saturated and the technology has improved to a point where people aren't waiting in those Apple store Apple store lines when the new phone comes out all the time and trying to jump on it, and they're not upgrading right away. So they're holding on to their phones longer, and I'm due for an upgrade, and I've been holding on to mine, you know?
Right. Yeah, those lines are getting shorter for sure. But correct me if I'm wrong, they're still making hardware, correct?
They're not internally making it anymore, but
they're not at all.
Right. So they're partnering with third parties, pretty much to do it. So, for example, they're in an Asian market, for example, they're working with a specific manufacturer out there. So they're still getting money from it, and they're still selling it under the BlackBerry brand. The BlackBerry brand on hardware is not going to go away, and under these agreements, it's the phones are still going to look relatively the same. They're going to feel like a BlackBerry device. But they've pretty much just shuffled the whole thing outside of the business so they don't have to deal with it because they want to put all of their internal core resources into software.
We're talking BlackBerry's shift to software and business services with MarketWatch's Jennifer Booten. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening. So, Jen, with all of this said, I suspect that BlackBerry might have some sort of reawakening because it's always, I mean, I think it gets some flack for being sort of yesterday's phone and just, you know, they were so big and now not so much. But with what's happening with driverless cars and what's happening with software and technology, is it reasonable to think that they can make a name for themselves in this new area that they're trying to be successful in?
Sure. And you might even want to argue that they have already gone more into it than others have, because they have been with QNX for a couple of years now, whereas Apple, we don't know what it's doing, but we've seen it poach major engineers and executives from some other companies, and many people are assuming it might be working on some kind of driverless car. Google obviously has partnered with automakers. BlackBerry has announced a big partnership a few months ago with Ford to do the same kind of thing, autonomous vehicles. They also just announced this week a new innovation center in Ottawa that will be solely focused on developing autonomous car technology. So they and with their security products, that's also a really important part. They've had a lot of great government contracts and a lot of government contractor contracts because that technology is really good. And you can imagine that security, while that's slightly different from the car part, but that they're both going to become increasingly important pieces of our technology landscape in the future. And they've done a good job with that. And they've kind of, you have to give them credit for realizing that they lost in the smartphone space. They lost. So they cut those losses to move into this, and I think that they position themselves pretty well.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good place to end it. Jen Booten, thank you as always.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.